Picture Reed Hastings in 1997, pitching his DVD-by-mail startup to Hollywood executives who barely suppressed their laughter. Time Warner's CEO dismissed Netflix as threatening as the Albanian army taking over the world. Fast forward to 2021, Netflix dominated Emmy nominations while traditional studios hemorrhaged jobs. But here's what most people miss. This wasn't a story about technology disrupting media. It was about a fundamentally different way of running organizations, quietly overthrowing centuries of business orthodoxy. The real revolution wasn't streaming, it was culture. What separates companies that thrive from those that collapse isn't their industry, location, or even their technology. It's something far more subtle and powerful, a set of operating principles that flip conventional management wisdom on its head. These principles, speed over planning, autonomy over coordination, evidence over intuition, openness over hierarchy, have created an economic earthquake. By 2022, Northern California's tiny geographic footprint, less than 0.1% of America, contained companies worth nearly half of all large company stock market value in the U.S. That's more than half the combined value of all public companies in the EU and UK combined, concentrated in an area the size of Rhode Island. Frustrated by NASA's billion-dollar missions, Will Marshall built satellites using smartphone components, achieving a 1,000-fold cost advantage. Planet Labs launched 500 spacecraft with 18 design iterations in 10 years, accepting 10 to 20% failure rates and moving fast enough that failures became lessons. When Ardeen Williams joined Amazon Web Services in 2014, she spent days searching for approval committees. A colleague explained, "You've got legal approval. We also have business approval, that's you, so why don't you push the button?" One decision replaced 3 months of bureaucracy. In 2019, Google tested 41 shades of blue, a decision that drove visual design head Doug Bowman to quit. Yet it reflected Google's core belief: test everything, trust no one's judgment without data. At HubSpot, CEO Brian Holligan invited a new hire to critique his proposal. The employee challenged him directly. Holligan simply responded, "Good point. I hadn't thought of that." In most companies, publicly disagreeing with the CEO ends careers. At geek companies, it's your job. These stories reveal four essential principles: speed, rapid iteration, ownership, autonomy with accountability, science, experiments over opinions, and openness, welcoming challenges. Together, they neutralize human nature's weaknesses while harnessing its strengths. Humans aren't rational decision makers. When researchers ask for 95% confidence intervals on simple questions, like paperclips in a bottle, only half include the correct answer. We're spectacularly overconfident, and this isn't a bug we can fix. It's an evolutionary feature. Consider Coca-Cola's 1985 debacle. CEO Roberto Gaizueta called replacing the original formula one of the easiest decisions we have ever made. The backlash forced a reversal within months. Even Nobel laureate Danny Kahneman fell victim. Despite learning that 40% of similar textbook projects failed and the rest took 7+ years, his team ignored this data. Their project took 8 years and was never implemented. Our minds are deeply modular, with specialized regions that rarely communicate. Split-brain experiments revealed that when information reached only one hemisphere, the speech center confidently fabricated explanations. We all have a press secretary module spinning favorable narratives. Yet humanity makes remarkable progress. The solution isn't fixing individuals, it's harnessing our ultra-sociality. While terrible at evaluating our own ideas, we excel at critiquing others. Science works through what Michael Strebbins calls the iron rule: settle arguments through empirical testing. Geek companies run like scientific communities, constantly testing, challenging, and correcting. During World War II, the U.S. Office of Strategic Services created the Simple Sabotage Field Manual to undermine Nazi organizations. Their advice? Insist on proper channels, question every decision, and multiply procedures, standard corporate operating procedure today. Jennifer Neva discovered this at HP when she needed 20 signatures to spend $200,000, a six-week ordeal. Large companies averaged a bureaucracy mass index of 75 out of 100, with 80% reporting significant slowdowns. Why does bureaucracy persist? Our evolutionary drive for status. As ultra-social animals, we're wired to care intensely about hierarchy. Studies show 70% of office workers chose higher status jobs over higher pay. Each approval becomes someone's chance to matter. Microsoft compressed the corporate life cycle from birth to sclerosis into decades. By 2000, it was worth $620 billion. 12 years later, its value had dropped by half, despite $80 billion in R&D. The enemy was internal dysfunction. Geek companies fight this by eliminating misaligned status opportunities. Amazon created single-threaded leaders with autonomous two-pizza teams, small enough to be fed with two pizzas. These teams have clear objectives and minimal dependencies, removing structural incentives that turn cooperation into turf wars. Volkswagen's 2019 ID.3 electric vehicle arrived with 33,000 pre-orders, but couldn't deliver promised over-the-air updates, a feature Tesla had offered since 2012. The first vehicles required physical laptop connections, and full wireless capability didn't arrive until September 2021, forcing 150,000 vehicles into workshops. VW's careful planning delivered an obsolete product. Projects run late for three reasons. Overconfidence creates unrealistic timelines, bureaucracy spawns endless approvals, and costs are deliberately underestimated. Former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown admitted, "If people knew the real cost from the start, nothing would ever be approved." Teams who fall behind either admit delays and face scrutiny, or deceive and possibly escape consequences, creating liars' clubs where everyone conceals problems until disaster strikes. In 2001, 17 programmers created the Agile Manifesto, valuing working software over documentation and responding to change over following plans. This replaced the waterfall method, 13% success rate versus Agile's 42%. Reid Hoffman said, "If you're not embarrassed by the first version of your product, you've launched too late. Rapid iteration isn't sloppy. It's learning faster than your competition." Arthur Andersen's founder famously refused to change an audit report in 1914 despite client pressure, declaring, "There is not enough money in the city of Chicago to induce me to change that report." By the late 1990s, the firm routinely overlooked misconduct, collapsing after the Enron scandal. The decline stems from Model 1 thinking, defensive reasoning that creates liars' clubs, where speaking up carries costs while silence seems beneficial. Geek companies embrace openness, sharing information, and remaining receptive to arguments and course corrections. They systematically fight Model 1's elements. They reject unilateral control through practices like A/B testing that force leaders to justify decisions with evidence. They don't obsess over winning. Planet accepts satellite failures, while SpaceX embraces rocket explosions as learning opportunities. They don't suppress negativity. Netflix requires executives to farm for dissent before major decisions. The most striking difference is openness. When asked, "Is it okay to disagree with your boss in a meeting?" geek company employees respond, "That's my job." At traditional companies, such questions meet nervous laughter. At Bridgewater, employees rate each other through the Dot Collector app, with scores visible company-wide, establishing community policing that protects culture. Business geeks don't claim permanent dominance. A single breakthrough, like quantum computing, could render entire infrastructures obsolete overnight. Even tech giants face recurring organizational dysfunctions. The deepest challenge isn't overconfident leaders, it's human nature. We form coalitions, fight for turf, ignore uncomfortable realities, and punish norm violators, even when those norms harm the organization. The geek way requires constant work to maintain strong norms. Industrial-era companies face severe disadvantages. Expert opinions distorted by reality, projects spawning liars' clubs, coordination breeding bureaucracy, and defensive norms discouraging honest conversations. – Geek companies embrace science through evidence and argumentation. Replace planning with agile development, create environments where teams are both autonomous and aligned, and cultivate openness over defensiveness. The four geek mantras capture this revolution: science, argue about evidence, ownership, align, then unleash, speed, iterate with feedback, openness, reflect, don't defend. They harness humanity's greatest strength, our ability to learn together, while neutralizing our greatest weaknesses. In a world of accelerating change, the question isn't whether to adopt the geek way, it's whether you can afford not to.